During an ADT Women's Roundtable, Deputy Commander Colonel Sindra Chastain says female soldiers in Afghanistan face the same challenges as men.
I don't think there's any really thing different about being a female here than it is about being a male. It's a strange place. We're learning a lot of different things. We're learning a lot of about the different cultures here.
Chastain says they also face the same dangers in this unpredictable battlefield where insurgents and civilians are commingled.
There used to be a rule, and it may still be there, about being in direct contact with the enemy. You couldn't do that as a female. There is no front line, no direct contact with the enemy. Anywhere you go, you're outside of the wire.
Yeah.
So there really is no difference anymore.
The team medic, Specialist Vivian Ryan, says being a woman in the predominantly male ADT takes the right attitude.
They're used to me now. I'm kind of like, they're like my irritating brothers. Seriously. I've got like 34 irritating older brothers, or younger and older brothers. So, I mean, it's kind of like a family, maybe a little dysfunctional, but it's a family.
But Chastain, Ryan, and Sergeant Melissa McCoy agree it also takes some gumption.
You have to be able to do what they're doing and do it.
And you have to learn to suck it up.
You have to learn to suck it up. You can't be crying and whining and bitchy all the time. Now, we can still do that once in a while.
I'll do that when I go back to my room or something.
Right.
But I consciously used to tell myself, don't complain because you don't want to do that in front of them.
Don't let them see you bleed.
No.
Yeah.
Because
then they'll get you.
No. And I get to poke them with IVs and stuff, so.
You get back at them.
Yeah.
Being an American woman in conservative Muslim Afghanistan, where females lead tightly circumscribed lives, presents other difficulties. Chastain says it can be complicated to deal with Afghan men who rarely interact with unrelated females.
What I find very interesting is that they treat me with the utmost respect. The men do, despite if I was an Afghan woman, they probably wouldn't be speaking to me or looking at my face, and they'll shake my hand.
Lieutenant Melissa Gutzweiler says showing cultural respect by wearing a headscarf makes it easier for Afghan leaders to work with her.
They'll shake your hand slightly, but kind of just like pass right by you, kind of, and don't glance at you or look at you in the eye. But I've noticed that I've covered up a couple of times, and they give you a little bit more respect, and they do look at you.
ADT women have little contact with Afghan women, kept isolated in their homes. Gutzweiler says she did visit with an Afghan woman who was a patient at the base hospital.
I had to go around a corner and she could lift up her veil and say hello to me. But then other than that, our conversation was through her burqa. And she didn't know very much English, and I knew just as much Pashto as she knew English. But she like held my hand. She was just very sweet. It was just like, you know, any girls just giggling about just little stuff. So it was neat.
Still, the subordinate status of Afghan women troubles Gutzweiler and Ryan.
I wish that the women had more pull or say in what the dealings were with their family.
If they were like, more empowered?
Yeah, like maybe choosing the food that they ate or what the children like learned at school or what they did.
While the female soldiers find their mission challenging, they say it has increased their knowledge of the world and themselves. Sergeant McCoy.
I think it helps make you a stronger, more independent person, the military, especially doing something like this. I mean, coming overseas, you know, and I left my daughter behind. I think it makes me more a stronger person, stronger than I thought I was.
For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.